We're reading in the book Zohar for All, the introduction to the book of Zohar, article Man Ula and Miftacha, lock and key, item 41. Again, the article lock and key, item 41. In Hebrew, it's page 233 in the new Zohar for All book. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi were walking along the way. When they arrived at a certain field, Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Yossi, "You're saying bara shit, which is implied in Bereshit, in the beginning. It is so indeed. Since the upper 6 days, which are only vak of binah, impart upon the Torah zeranpin, and no more. The others, gar of binah, are hidden." Explanation. The Torah is zeranpin. The six upper days are vak of binah, who are above zeranpin. He says that for this reason, Bereshit was implied in the word Bereshit, since Bereshit implies to Binah, that returned to being Chochmah in order to bestow upon Zeranpin. And because Zeranpin is not receiving Gar of Chochmah from her, but only Vak of Chochmah, the letters Bereshit are implied in this Chochmah in Bereshit, indicating that Zeranpin received from her only Vak of Chochmah. But the others, Gar of Binah, are hidden, because Gar of the Chochmah remain hidden for Zeranpin, and he does not attain them. It is known that Atik was established in Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, who raised the Badam Hay to his Nikvei Enaim to emanate upon Parzuf Arichanpin. Hence, Keter was divided into two halves, where Galgalta and Enaim remained in Nukva of Atik, and half of the bottom Keter, Achap, was established as Parzuf Arichanpin. It is considered that the bottom Hay is operating Nikve Enaim in Atik and Yud Hay Vav in Achap, which are Arichanpin. It is so because the bottom Hay of Havaya is missing in Arichanpin. Hence, there are only the first nine in Arichanpin, lacking Malchut. And only Ateret Yesod of Arichanpin complements him into ten Sefirot. Also, Malchut was hidden in Nikve Enaim of Adik, and all the Partsufim of Atzilut were imprinted from them. The Partsufim themselves were divided into two halves, with Galgalta Enaim apart, and Achap apart, since Binah was divided into two Pertzufim, where Galgalta and Enaim in her were set up as Apel Abba Ve'ima, and Achap in her as Yeshut. Thus, the bottom Hay is in Nikva Enaim of Abba Ve'ima, and Yud Hay Vav without the bottom Hay are in Yeshut. They lack the Malchut, because their Malchut remained in Nikve Enaim of Upper Abba Ve'ima, as in Atik and Arichanpin.
If there are any questions about that, please go ahead. We've learned that the five parts of Im of Atzilut, Atik, Arichanpin, Abba Ve'ima, Yeshut, Zon, are divided, where these are six, divided into halves, all in all, 12 Patsufim. Well, there are many discernments. It is a complex system. However, all in all, has very rules that are relatively simple, and they are the ones we have to remember to start with, and then gradually we understand them. The first Patsuf being Atik, the Atzilut, he is detached from our attainment, hence it is called Atik, detached. Ne'etak. We have the general tabu, the general siyum, the worlds of Bia, and here is the world of Atzilut. First Patsuf in the world of Atzilut is called Atik. detached from attainment. The second partsuf is Arich Anpin. Arich Anpin is a very unique partsuf. It is called Arich, long, since it is entirely complete. Arich Anpin, from the end of Atik down to the Parsa, which is between the world of Atzilut and the worlds of Bia. The partsuf of Arich Anpin has Rosh, as its Rosh has Keter and Chochmah. Keter is called Kitra, Chochmah blocked or sealed Mocha, Mocha Stima. These are names that are a bit more than Keter and Chochmah. They are pointing out to the qualities of Keter and Chochmah. Kitra is if a Keter crown that is engulfing everything, and Chochmah Stima blocked Chochmah. As the Chochmah is blocked there, and there's no more Bina of Arich Anpin emerges through the Pe of Arich Anpin, meaning this is the Rosh. Initially, there was Bina also in the Rosh. However, now it emerged Bina intentionally. It doesn't matter for it where to be. She can be anywhere, and she's wherever she can bestow. This is a bit, accordingly, all the parts of him, but Bina is an. Is not limited, hence she can emerge from Rosh of Arich Anpin. And in Rosh of Arich Anpin remained only Keter and Chochmah. Bina came out, and in Bina we have, say, that it's she's big, so we have Gar de Bina and Zad de Bina. And then Zad Anpin and then Malchut of Arich Anpin. Now, where Gar de Bina ends, there it is called Chazé of Arich Anpin. Where Zad de Bina ends, it is called Tabur of Arich Anpin. And here, Zad de Bina Malchut is below the Tabur. About Gar de Bina of Arich Anpin, we are clothing Abend Ima Ilain, Upper Abend Ima. Well, Abend Ima. And then over Zad de Bina, it clothes Ishsut. Such parts of him. Here's Abend Ima that is clothing over Gar de Bina, and Zad de Bina is clothing Ishsut. Like that. Two parts of him. And below the Tabu, we clothe Zon Datsilut, Ziranpi and Malchut. Zon Arich Anpin, we close Zon Datsilut. This is the structure. So what do we see from that? From that we see that Abba and Ima, which are above the Chazé of Arich Anpin, there are still big lights, yeah, Gar de Bina. They themselves are incapable of filling Zone up and caring for the low ones. Rather, only Zad de Bina, being Ishsut, has contact with the low ones and are caring for them. This is the structure. So, two sages have come, meaning the connection between them, that was a unique a connection between them. So they reached the state, a degree where they said, what did they say? As they walked on the path, yeah, on the ascension, and when they came, arrived at a certain field, right? A field which the Creator has blessed, meaning a new degree. Then it became apparent to them something about which they began to talk, about a state called Bereshit, meaning they came to such degree from which, from above down, a creation is starting. And then they talk about where from Gar de Atzilut stems bestowed down below to the souls, as the Creator first was created, has created. What does it mean? Bereshit and Elohim, meaning Bina and Chochmah, and he created Shit, the Lower Six, etc. This is what it talks about here. what's important in this article, as it is called, the lock and the key. That there's a locking and opening of the lights, and accordingly, we need to perform locking and opening of the vessels. And by doing so, we will receive the form of the Elyon, of the Upper One, the image of the Upper One. And the name of the Lord would be upon you. Clear? Yes, but something close to the topic.
Scott from England is asking, why is the Chokhmah hidden?
Concealed. Because the world of Atzilut is a world of correction. This is how it is called, the world of correction. What does that mean, the world of correction? That to start with, as it appears post the breaking, so its structure is already composed in such way so as to not allow further mistakes. Hence, it is post-shattering. It was formed post the shattering, because has experienced its seed. It's come from the ruins, the broken parts. Hence, once assembling itself, it assembles itself in such manner so that no further mistake would occur. And therefore, it is called the world of correction. Hence, Chokhmah, the true Chokhmah, Garde Chokhmah, was sealed, was blocked, and no longer allowed to shine. Well, Atzilut is no longer allowing Garde Chokhmah to shine upon the low ones, because by its sheen upon the low ones, they broke. So they're incapable of receiving the light of Garde Chokhmah till the end of correction. It's too much. Well, let's put it this way. They are incapable of canceling their ego, their desire to receive on Bechinat Dalet, on the fourth state. They have no power to overcome the stony heart. We don't know what the stony heart is, and we have no force to overcome whatsoever. But even had we taken all the force possible taking by the light in order to overcome, nevertheless, we will not be able to receive it over the stony heart. None. Hence, it is called existence from absence. Intentionally, it was created in such a manner in order for us to be different from the Creator, so that we have that element, that etzem luz, yeah, that element that is totally existence from absence. And if it is from absence, so seemingly in the light, there isn't that force that can correct that absence, and by us having something cut off from the light, something of our own, we are truly existing and independent. This is it could sound a philosophical discernment, but it is a very important. And, well, there's more to it, but let's not go into it. Yes.
Georgi from the Jerusalem group is asking, what does it mean, the emergence of Bina? Bina came out. Can Sefirot move according to their opinion, or?
No, it's a matter of bestowal. I can bestow upon every place, everything, say, I have no limitation. Why? Because this is the force of Bina, Chassadim, mercy. In Chassadim, I can be everywhere without any limitation to give someone something. Anyone who found fit for my bestowal, on my part, there's no limitation. However, with respect to the light of Chokhmah, it is different. Check out. What is the influence of Bina? We had a question in the workshop. What does the embryo enjoy by, right? This is what we were asking. It enjoys chassadim, the lights of nefesh. Nevertheless, it is chassadim. There's lights of chassadim and the light of chokhmah. There's nothing more to it. So nefesh ruach neshama are the lights of chassadim. Chaye chida are the lights of chokhmah. So the Ubar, the embryo, enjoys chassadim. What does it mean, chassadim? Well, I'm resembling the upper one. By what? Resembling, like that. However, the actions? No, on the actions. But he's resembling. my resemblance is by stopping myself, by wanting to be like him. This way I'm not... I can't... how do you call it? Demonstration. To demonstrate. To present. I can present myself as the creator and bestower. Nevertheless... see, it's like passive presentation, demonstration. Well,
similarly, in Zon, Galgalta and Aim were established as the great Zon and Ahab in the small Zon, while Malchut remained the great Nikve and Aim of Zon, and the small Zon have only the first nine without Malchut, and only Ateret Yesod complements their Malchut as in Atik and Arichanpin. Thus, as the Keter was divided into two halves, Gar and Zat, Bina and Zon were divided too. The bottom hay remained in the Gar of each, and in the Zat there are only Yud Hei Vav without the bottom hay. And only Ateret Yesod of Malchut complements them instead of Malchut. Therefore, the upper half of each degree remains unknown. Like Parzuf Atik, where the Baram Hei does not descend from their Nikve Enayim in Gadlut as well. This is so because, although in Gadlut they bring back the Ahab of the Kelim to them that were missing, they still do not extend Gar of Lights due to the Banam Hay, on which there was a Tzimtzum Aleph, first restriction, so it is hidden in them not to receive, in order not to receive Chochmah. Hence, they always remain in the light of Chassadim, pure air. However, only the bottom half of each degree extends the Gar of Lights in the time of Gadlut, adulthood, when the Yud comes out of their Avir and they return to being O, light of Chochmah and Gar.
Are you reading according to the new book? Is it more convenient according to the, all the commas and the letters and everything? Good.
Because of it, it is considered that the patsufim of Gar that extend in the five patsufim of Atzilut are regarded as merely vak of Chochmah and remain deficient of gau of Chochmah. This is so because the Gar of each patsuf do not receive Chochmah, only vak of each patsuf. For this reason, there is only vak of Chochmah in these mochin. It was said that the six upper days impart upon the Torah, Zeranpin, and not more. Zeranpin has only 6 days, vak of mochin, from the upper mochin. But the others, gar of binah, are hidden. Gar of mochin are concealed. They are hidden even in the parsufim above him, since only the vak of the upper pratsufim have mochin. 42.
Questions? Yes.
Anatoly from Belarus is asking, what are these upper 6 days in Zeranpin? How do they operate?
It speaks of how Malchut begin to form by the influence of the six lights. Right? And no more than that. This is what it talks about. That Bina, Elohim, Bereshit being Chochmah, Chochmah is called Reshit, initial, by the illumination of Chochmah, Bina establish by these lights, right? Chochmah and Bina, they establish over 6 days, meaning six influences, the Malchut, until they come to a state whereby the souls are capable of connecting and establishing and connect within Malchut and reach correction. So for the time being, we're talking here of influence from above. If you're asking, well, I'm constantly, I don't want to confuse you guys, because, no, better not. Yes.
Yesterday, you added something new for us, that we build both the womb through the connection between us and also the embryo through the connection between us. So I'm trying to ask if there's something new we need to add now at the time of the reading.
No, as we talked yesterday, it should already be validated, become valid.
Yesterday I really had a day of scrutinizing that throughout the day. It still hasn't settled properly, at least in me.
Now, this is how it was for everyone, because indeed this is a new state that I'm me talking like that. Well, you know already that this is how it happens every now and then. According to our advancement, to the extent we connect more, I can disclose, because I disclose it for the sake of the work. Should you now start seeing the world is arranged all in all by two forces only, say two parts, the inner part being me, let's say, and the external part being the group, say, and later on internality and externality that constantly are changing, then the inner part being the group and the external part being the world, the outer world, etc., and in waves from the center onwards, as drawing further away. So in such manner you can build the forms of the embryo and the womb constantly in an ever more advancing form. What does that mean? If initially I was an embryo, I, and here is the group as a womb, right? Later on we are receiving all that, the group and the womb, as one, as it become as one, and what's around us is the womb, the greater group. Say humanity. Internality and externality, yeah? This is internality and this is externality. And then this is all internality and this is externality. As Bala Sulam explained to us, that this is how all the degrees are, that the world divides into two, internality and externality, towards those who are Israel, called, this is called Israel, the group, and I, an externality called the nations of the world. The nations of the world. Nations of the world. That's it. This is how we are advancing. So you should constantly check out how do you establish things. Also humanity, by the way, we need to establish humanity too. It has no form. It has no form. We are establishing it too. Should we come to a state when we are already a group, then we are becoming as an embryo, right? With respect to humanity, being the womb, then we begin to influence humanity. You could say, hold on. How can we work? What, the embryo works on the womb? Yes, because we are ascending from below upwards. We are establishing the upper one. Hence the Creator is called Come and See. We need to give form from below upwards to humanity and everything, also the Creator included. Yes.
There are times when I have to, as if, focus on myself towards the group, and other times I'm supposed to focus on the group with respect to humanity.
Times?
Inner work. Right now I'm reading in the Zohar, so I need to see myself versus the group, only engage in that, or...
Possibly. Yes, initially this is how it is, but basically you need to live it. Live in it with no times. It has to be your approach or perception of reality or being in reality. That should be your image, your world perception, that you are living it, that the perception, the paradigm, your philosophy, this is your glasses. This is how you see the world. Yes.
I mean, now when I'm reading the Zohar, to only see me versus the group and that's it, and then in dissemination only think about the group versus humanity, or is there something that's beneficial for that, something beneficial for this?
When you're in the group, then it is you towards the group. When you are on the outside, then it's you and the group as one towards humanity. Well, this is how it's pretty much happening.
One more thing. Yesterday, also, we spoke about the fact that to build the womb in the connection between us, and also the point of the annulment as the connection between us. This was something new for me, that you said that the Ketel is the greatness of the group, the greatness of the friends. This is all something that's also in the connection between us, but also the point of the annulment, the point of the Ubar, the point of the Malchut is also the connection between us.
Hold on, with respect to what are you nullifying?
That's my question. I felt yesterday what I heard in the lesson.
Hold on. Is there anything else to nullify towards if it's not with respect to... Well, all our expressions are with respect to the connection between us. I have no other place, a field. The Creator has given me the shattering. He broke me. He created only me. No one exists. Nothing exists. He created me and broke me into pieces. And those pieces I now see before me. He established that image before me. And in that image, now I need to work in order to add them all to me in love. In love, right? Through love. By that, I'll resemble him. I am the point of shattering. All the rest are components I need to connect to that. Although that point of existence from absence in me, I need to work on the connection now. So my entire work is with respect to the connection with others, with those present. Now, among those present before me, still vegetable, inanimate, they tell me, leave them alone. They'll connect to you with accordance to you working with it, with the speaking. Speaking, work, first of all, with those the Creator bring you. For a connection. This is what it means that I bring you to the group and put your hands on the good fortune. Afterwards, start working further. And constantly, my work is to connect and connect and connect. This is the correction of the shattering. Due to the connection, the composing, I get to know him, he who broke the singular vessel. This is our work, no more. Now, in the work, there is a nullification and connection, but the connection is basically the entire course or inclination, beside the fact that we are moving to the next lesson.
Moving on to the next part from Tess.